Good morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today is Thursday, March the 14th, and it's not a great day in the markets. They've finally woken up to the fact that U.S. inflation is still with us. February producer prices went from 0.3 to 0.6. They were expecting 0.2. Oops. Quarter rate actually doing a little bit better. That's when you remove the food and energy. It was only up 0.3 versus 0.5. We also note producer prices went from a negative 1.1 to up 0.6 in February. And finally, jobless claims dipped from 210,000 to 209,000 in the latest week. Bonds, no surprise, are actually pulling back on the news. 10-year U.S. Treasuries down 75 cents, yielding 4.28. Remember, prices down, yields up. 10-year Canada's down 80 cents, yield 3.52%. As for stocks, we are seeing a little bit of a pullback here. It's not dramatic by any sense of the imagination, but two-thirds of the Dow stocks are lower, led by Disney, Verizon, and McDonald's. There are still a few names up this morning, including Microsoft and Apple, plus Chevron. The latter, of course, jumping as crude prices move up by $1.56 a barrel to $80.56. Yesterday's drone strike on Russian refinery kind of got investors a little bit worried about global supplies. We also note weekly gas inventories dipped by 9 BCF and 40 BCF the week before. So right now, the Dow Jones is down just 120 points at 38,922. As to the Mag 8, well, Mag 7, if you take out Tesla, which is down 4%, we've got NVIDIA down 3%. The remaining six are basically moving higher here this morning. And in fairness to NVIDIA, most of the chip makers are weaker here today. We also note retailers under a little bit of pressure as Dollar General slides 5%. On less than spectacular guidance going forward. S&P down 18 points, 5,147. NASDAQ down 53 points, 16,124. In Canada, we're seeing a pullback in just about all the sub-indices. Those higher interest rates or projections to stay higher for longer are clipping bullion and copper prices. So no surprise, gold and materials, along with consumer stocks and telecoms, all down 1% today. In fact, all sectors are down except energy. Still, there are dozens of stocks up more than 1%, including Lithium America, jumping 10% after receiving a $2.2 billion loan from the U.S. Department of Energy. TSX off 151 points. At 21,818. Overseas markets, France continued to ratchet up new highs. That index is up 25 points, while Germany down 24 and London down 31. Tokyo gaining 111 points, Hong Kong slipping 120. On the commodity front, the Canadian dollar is weaker by a quarter of a penny. If we cut before they do, our loonie is going to go lower, and investors are voting with their feet. So the index or the dollar is 73.96 cents. Which means it's going to cost you $1.35 for US dollar, $1.47 for the euro, $1.72 for the British pound. And if you're keeping an eye on Bitcoin, it's down about $2,400 US to $70,689. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.